Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:13 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is October 31st, Halloween, and this has been the day in which the Fed Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter of a point, which is what many in the markets had been expecting them to do. And it has also been a day for some quite significant moves right across asset classes. I think the Mostly in the Eurozone and across Asia, things were relatively quiet in here today, and in anticipation of exactly what was going to happen in the US. But with the Fed coming out and dropping rates by a quarter of a point, we see the Dow Jones up by 1%, the S&P up by 1.2%, and the Nasdaq up by 1.5% on the composite. And looking at the Nasdaq 100, that's an important breakout. It's been consolidating for much of the last 3 weeks, and today it broke upwards once more, reaffirming its overall uptrend. And that is really quite a positive signal in there. Another important fact, of course, was the wording that came with the quarter point cut, and that was that they're pretty reluctant to cut rates again in 6 weeks' time when they meet. Of course, 6 weeks is a long time in markets, and there'll be a lot of water passes under the bridge between now and then. But at the moment, they're saying that the way interest rates are now, that the risk of inflation is balanced against the risk to growth. So that's what they are telling us right now, that there may be a bit of a pause before we see any further rate cuts, or indeed that this may be the bottom. I'm a little bit skeptical as to whether that is actually going to be the case or not, but we'll see how markets react over the next 6 weeks before they meet once more. Canada was up 2.19%. It's right up there to its July high now, and today's upward dynamic, it would need a downward dynamic at least as significant as today's move to offset scope for a push through into new high ground. In Europe, you had the FTSE up almost 1%. The OMX in Sweden was up in excess of 1%. The Swiss market was up 0.9 of 1%. So, generally positive right across the boards. And in Asia, it was relatively quiet. The Nikkei was one of the better performers. It was up a half of 1%. It had a good bounce on the Topix Banks Index, and that is starting to look a little bit more positive, although it is very difficult to get excited about Japan until it starts to show relative strength against a number of other markets, and we're just not there yet. Looking at some of these other markets, and oil is really hitting the headlines today. There was a figure came out today saying that there was a decline in the US stockpiles, and oil is currently at $95. And I'm just waiting for the screen to load. Sorry, $94.53. Sorry, it just ticked over $95.15, up 4.77 today. That's a massive reassertion following that little bit of weakness that we saw yesterday. Heating oil also hitting new highs. The gasoline contract was up $10.50 today, up to $235.50. So quite a lot of strength right across the energy sector. Gold also had a very good day today and importantly closed right at the top of the day's range. It's currently at 795.88 on the spot contract, almost $800, touched $800 briefly on the futures contract, the December contract. That's also very positive action there. Silver is at 1456, up 23 points today, and that is also looking much more positive, although it was looking a little bit weaker yesterday, closed well off its lows, and today is a good reaffirmation of bullish sentiment. What it is also signaling is that the market is taking on board the fact that we've had the quarter point cut, and they are rallying on the back of this news. It's also pointing towards the fact that there is, I think that there is a bit of a disbelief that this is the last of the rate cuts. Looking at also how the dollar has performed in here today, the euro is at 144.81, so had a very strong day today, but the pound is at 208.15, so that was up well in excess of a cent in here today, and that is reaffirming its uptrend against the dollar. When we look at the dollar index is at 76.54, and that's down a quarter of a full point today. It continues to look quite weak, and it would really need to put in an upward dynamic and then follow through on that a day later to convince us that we have seen a low of any kind of importance in the dollar index, and there is just no evidence of that just yet. Treasuries have backed off of that 114 level. When you look at the 30-year Treasury chart, it's encountered resistance at around 114 on a number of occasions in the last year, and it's backed off of there today. It's down a full point at 112.19, so breaking downwards from this range. That is potentially a high, and it would really need to break above 114 to offset scope for some further retracement of its gains over the next couple of weeks. Some of the soft commodities have also had reasonable days in here. Soybeans up 16.5 points. It's a bit off the highs, but it's consolidated above 1,000, and now it's pushing upwards from there. It's at 1,025.75. And it does look like we're going to see some further positive action in this sector. Corn was up 5.25 at 592.75, and looks like it's pushing back up towards that $4 level. And corn has been probably one of the better, the steadier of the grains over the last couple of weeks. It's been steadying really quite well, having found support in sort of the end of July, beginning of August, around 320. It's at 375 now, pushing back up towards that $4 level. And I wouldn't like to put a cap on the potential for this market. It does look like it's found quite good support over the last couple of months and has quite a lot of underlying trading underneath it. So there's potential for some further upside there. But the important points here, I suppose I should also mention Hong Kong, because Hong Kong is pegged to the dollar, and with a quarter point cut, the chances are that they're going to follow through with that quarter point in the next couple of days in Hong Kong. That will add further fuel to that stock market rally. The market was down 285 points today, which is almost 1%. But as long as it holds above this 30,000 level, which broke upwards from a couple of days ago, we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And while there is certainly a speculation that there is a lot of hot money flowing into Hong Kong from the mainland, there is also the compunction that this is a momentum-driven market, which is being absolutely flooded with liquidity and has an economic boom going on right now. So there are many reasons why people are investing in this market. And what we also need to bear in mind is that it is accelerating. And while it can continue to go upwards, it can't continue to go up at this pace beyond the sort of near term. And the first downward dynamic will be an indication that we may be looking at a potential area of resistance for the market. But again, there's no evidence for that just yet. Looking at some of the industrial commodities, the lead price is up 75, so again found support around 3,500. Nickel was up 550, so above 32,000 once more. And these are also generally looking quite firm right across the boards. But with that thought, I will leave you, and thank you very much for your time.